How to be cool. In a civilized society, although the provision of water, food, shelter, healthcare, and employment are high priorities, these luxuries generally take second place to the most essential part of life, which is being cool. The secret of cool is obviously incredibly valuable. This has necessitated its safekeeping by a dedicated order of Chilean monks who store it at a constant 39.2 degrees Fahrenheit inside a bulletproof 1972 Triumph Stag with tinted windows. Unfortunately, many people will resort to primitive and wholly incorrect behaviour to second-guess it in a desperate bid for cool, not realising that desperation itself is the barrier. Anthropologists have observed similar behaviour in their studies of cargo cults. This phenomenon sprang up in the South Sea Islands after the indigenous population saw aeroplanes land on their beaches to deliver food and other materials during the war. When the war was over, the islands wanted the aeroplanes, and hence the desirable cargo, to return. So they built makeshift runways on the beaches, lit small fires beside the runways to serve as landing lights, and even built a small hut for the air traffic controller to sit in, all to encourage the planes to come back. Needless to say, this didn't work, despite their best efforts to duplicate the original conditions. In the same way, cargo cult cool is what happens when those who are uncool see someone who is cool and slavishly copy their mode of speech, dress, lifestyle, or choice of beverage in order to make themselves cool. The secret is that this doesn't work either, because people are usually considered to be cool because of some actual talent, ability, or accomplishment, and not because of, say, the colour of their headphones. Unfortunately, this means that no amount of heavily advertised garments, beverages, or techno gadgets will ever actually make you cool. Naturally, the more astute and decent members of society rise above such sordid activities and would never be involved in or associated with such behaviour. The fact of the matter is, they will tell you, that if you really want to be cool, the best way of doing this is to throw yourself at being unfashionable and miss. The second and slightly easier way is simply to go and see the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy movie as soon as you possibly can. Just be sure to watch out for low-flying giant silver birds when you leave the theatre.